This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're the show that takes a pile of complex info, pulls out the key insights, and, well, gives you that shortcut to being genuinely informed without all the usual overwhelm. Today, we are diving deep into understanding lead qualification stages. Our source material looks at the different types of potential customers you might encounter in sales or marketing, you know, how to tell them apart.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating here, I think, is just how crucial understanding these stages actually is. It's not just academic. It really helps optimize, you know, your marketing, your sales strategies. It boosts conversion rates because it boils down to recognizing that, well, not all potential customers are created equal, right?
That idea of unequal potential is so important, but our business is really acting on it. So our mission today is to unpack these stages. We're talking cold, warm, and hot leads. And we want to explore how knowing the difference actually helps allocate resources effectively, making sure the right message gets to the right person at the right time. Okay, let's get into it. So lead qualification stages. Is it basically just sorting potential customers based on, say, how interested they are and how ready they might be to buy?
That's the core idea, yeah.
And are there really just three main stages we need to think about? Cold, warm, hot.
Pretty much. I mean, lead qualification is about categorizing prospects by engagement and purchase intent. And yes, you can add more nuance, definitely. But that cold, warm, hot framework, it's almost universally applicable. And it's effective because it simplifies what can be a really complex customer journey sometimes. Hmm. It helps businesses avoid that big pitfall of just, you know, treating every single lead exactly the same.
Right. That makes total sense. Okay, let's start with maybe the toughest group.
Mm-hmm.
Cold leads. These are the folks with little, maybe zero prior interaction with your business. It feels like a huge challenge just to get noticed.
Is there a common mistake people make trying to warm them up?
Oh, definitely. I think the biggest mistake isn't lack of effort, it's misdirected effort. It's trying to sell too soon before you've built even a tiny bit of trust or awareness. People often think just, you know, more outreach, more emails, more calls, but it's less about volume and more about the precision of that very first value offering. Think about it like meeting someone new at a networking thing. You wouldn't jump straight into a massive business proposal, right?
No, definitely not.
Your first step should be offering something genuinely useful mm-hmm. or interesting, something with no strings attached, really.
So no hard sell at all, just kind of an open door. Exactly. For cold leads, the whole strategy is foundational. It's about building awareness, familiarity. So you'd use things like targeted content marketing, but not product pitches. Think helpful articles, industry insights, broader trends maybe.
Okay.
Running retargeting ads can also work. Subtly keeping your brand visible, like a gentle reminder they saw you once. Engaging on social media, but again, not pushy. Offer valuable comments, share relevant news, build that familiarity. And offering those free resources, ebooks, webinars, guides, that's a great way to give value up front and invite them into your world gently without asking for a big commitment.
Okay, so moving from cold to warm leads,
mm-hmm.
this feels like a really key transition point. They've shown some interest now. What makes this stage so pivotal?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of signals should we actually be looking for?
Yeah, it is pivotal. And the really interesting part, as you said, is often how subtle that shift can be.
Right.
It's not always a huge leap. Warm leads, they engage somehow, measurably. They downloaded that ebook you mentioned, or they clicked on a specific blog post, maybe subscribed to emails or followed you on social media. They're usually aware they have a problem and they are actively searching for solutions now. But here's something often missed: information fatigue. They're looking, yes, but they can get totally overwhelmed by generic stuff.
Mm, good point.
So the insight is to shift from just giving information to guiding discovery, making it easy for them to find their specific answers within all that noise.
Okay, so being more of a helpful guide, less of an information dump, what kind of specific nurturing do these warm leads need then to keep them moving along without, you know, drowning them in content?
Yeah, exactly. At this stage, it's all about relevance and building deeper trust. So you'd send personalized email sequences based on their specific interests or maybe the content they already looked
at. Just tailored stuff.
Right. If they read about X problem, the next email should maybe offer Y solution for X problem. Makes sense, right? Providing case studies, testimonials, success stories that helps them see it working for others. Puts a human face on it. Offering free trials, consultations, maybe product demos, gives them a low-risk way to experience your offering. And it's crucial to proactively address potential objections, maybe through targeted content or FAQs. almost anticipating their questions.
Okay, that makes sense. Then finally, the end of the line, so to speak, hot leads.
Yeah.
These are the ones supposedly ready to buy.
Yeah.
They've done their homework. They get the problem. They see your product as the answer. Sounds like the easy part, maybe, but I suspect there's still an art to actually closing the deal here.
You'd be surprised. Yes, they have the highest chance of converting, but the absolute critical insight for hot leads is that friction is their mortal enemy. They're basically convinced already. So any extra click, any confusing form, any unexpected question, it can totally derail the sale. Speed and simplicity are everything.
Ah, okay. Less is more at this stage.
Absolutely. Hot leads have usually engaged multiple times, shown strong interest, maybe explicitly. They might have asked for pricing, requested a specific quote, or even put something in their online cart. They're in that final decision phase, comparing their last few options. They just need that final seamless push over the line.
So what is that final push? How do you convert them without accidentally putting up a new barrier?
This is where you use conversion-focused tactics, but always with that focus on ease. So direct, personalized sales outreach often works well. A one-on-one chat, maybe a quick call, even a personalized video message.
Right.
Offering limited-time discounts or exclusive deals can nudge them, but they have to be genuinely valuable and super clear. No confusion. You can use urgency messaging like limited spots available or offer ends Friday, but only if it's actually true. Authenticity matters. And most importantly, you absolutely have to make the purchasing process seamless, frictionless. If they're ready to hit buy now, make sure that button works instantly. The form is dead simple. Payment options are obvious. Any hurdle here, no matter how small, can cost you the sale.
Wow. So looking back at this whole journey, cold, warm, hot, it really hammers home that just generating leads, that's only step one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The real power seems to come from understanding these stages and engaging people appropriately, you know, at the right time, not just sending the same message out to everybody.
Exactly. It's strategic.
It really makes you rethink how much goes into just selling things. It changes how you see those interactions.
Absolutely. And I'd add, it's not just about allocating marketing resources better. It's also about protecting your sales team's most valuable asset, their time.
Good point.
By segmenting leads into cold, warm, hot businesses can tailor their efforts precisely, meet people exactly where they are. And that's the mechanism, really, that turns more cold leads warm and more warm leads into actual customers, just by respecting their readiness.
This has been a fantastic deep dive into lead qualification. Really insightful. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. And, you know, if we pull back for a second, connect this to the bigger picture. This whole framework, it isn't just about sales, is it? It's really about understanding human readiness, human engagement in almost any context. So maybe something for you to think about is, how might recognizing these stages, cold, warm, hot interest, change how you approach any new connection or any new idea, whether you're trying to share something important or maybe learn something new yourself or even just introduce a new concept to your team clerk?
That's a great thought to leave us with. Something to definitely ponder. We can't wait to see you for our next deep dive.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30-plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.